shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A cold front comes in today. It is likely to bring us showers and thunderstorms by the middle of the afternoon. I'll show you what time you could see the storms and how much rain we'll get.
That same storm system heading our way already hit Ohio, Indiana, and Arkansas overnight. Some places even saw tornadoes. We'll take you to the places hit.
And WRAL is following breaking news. A shooting at a Chapel Hill gas station sent someone to the hospital. Nick Perlin will join us live from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned from investigators.
And it's spring break travel season at RDU. Just ahead, what you need to know if you're headed out to the airport.
And the ACC men's basketball tournament is down to its final four teams, including two from right here in the Triangle. WRAL's Casey Hintz will join us from the nation's capital as we get closer to who will be winning the ACC title. When I woke up and I saw on my phone, NC State beat Duke. Just an incredible, improbable run. NC State on a hot streak. UNC had it easy, but good to see them. They are still dancing in the tournament. Amazing. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Lovingit. You know, one of the things is obviously we have to go to sleep, so we can't watch that. But it's nice to have that breakdown that Casey Hintz will have in just a bit. So looking forward to that. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, though. First, she has to tell you a little bit about, you can see it behind her, that rain that's pushing into the area.
Ooh, overnight, this thing really blew up. We continue to have some severe thunderstorm warnings. And look at this line of thunderstorms. Of course, this is a dangerous system late yesterday and last night. As it moves into our area, it will become a little weaker. A lot of times when these systems move across the mountains, they do weaken somewhat, and that's what we're expecting here. But we can still see some scattered thunderstorms. We are not under level one or two risk for severe storms. Here's Futurecast this morning. We're going to wake up to a little bit of sunshine, some high thin cloud cover. But as lunchtime moves in, we're going to see increasing clouds. Most likely around 1 to 2 o'clock, we see this band of rain moving through. We're still looking at a few scattered showers during the evening commute, and then maybe a little rain on and off, even until early tomorrow morning. We talked about this yesterday. The models are really picking up on this a little bit more. So Saturday, 6 a.m., still a few showers, but we're likely clear between 8 and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then the rest of the day looks partly cloudy. We take a live look at Fitton and Cary. All is quiet now, but again, it's probably going to be pretty wet this evening for dinner time if you were planning to be out and about. It is Friday night. It is 63 degrees right now, much, much warmer than it was this time yesterday. 59 in Roxboro, 56 in Goldsboro, 59 in Fayetteville, 62 in Southern Pine. So a very warm start this morning, and we'll see another warm day. We hit 83 degrees yesterday. The first 80 degree day, and we were not messing around at 83. It'll be another warm one as those thunderstorms arrive later on today. We'll take a much closer look hour by hour at the weekend so you can plan coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. See you in just a bit. Breaking news, police are on the scene of a shooting at a gas station in Chapel Hill right now. This happened at the Exxon gas station on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Perkins Drive just before 10:30 last night. Nick Perlin is on scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Nick, investigators have been there for 6 hours.
Chris, you're absolutely right. The scene behind me is still taped off, and you can also see Chapel Hill Fire Department is here. They're spraying down parts of this crime scene. We do know one person was shot and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but this scene has changed quite a bit this morning, so I do want to get you to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. So at around 2 a.m., Chapel Hill police had most of the parking lot in this area of the shopping center blocked off and laid a long trail of evidence markers there. We counted up to 25. Now, later on at around 2:45 in the morning, they focused more on the gas station, laying another trail of evidence markers there. Now, only the gas station is taped off, and police are still trying to figure out what led to the shooting. Police are also still trying to figure out who the suspect in this shooting is. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to pass it along. Live in Chapel Hill, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
One person is dead after an Amtrak train hit a car in Durham. This happened in the area of Pettigrew Street and Driver Street around 8:30 last night. Fire officials say the car caught fire after the crash and was resting against one of the rail cars. The driver of the car died at the scene. It's not clear how many passengers were on the train. They all got out safely. The fire damaged the outside of the train car, as you can see here. Officials have not said how the car ended up on the train track.
Spring break travel season is underway, and the TSA expects to screen an estimated 107 million passengers during this travel period ending March 25th. Airport management across America says, oh, they are so prepared for this. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning from RDU. Kelsey, tell us a little bit about what people should know before they start traveling.
Well, Chris, people definitely should arrive early because it's only 4:30 in the morning, and check out the Delta line here. Folks are already here checking their bags, getting ready to head out for their spring break vacations. Last year, RDU had a record-breaking number of spring break travelers, and this year, they're expecting to top that. They're estimating a 6% increase in the number of travelers this month. Airport officials say Mexico and the Caribbean are the most popular spring break destinations from RDU. Jeff Potter with RDU recommends booking your parking spot online. You have to book at least 24 hours before your flight.
If you can book your parking online, you might save yourself a few minutes at the airport, but a few minutes can mean the difference between making your flight and not.
Checked parkingrdu.com to check out those parking spots. So far this morning, all of the lots are open, but Economy 3 is filling up fast. They're already at 90% capacity. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live at RDU.
Breaking news. A major tornado outbreak in northwest Ohio has turned deadly. This is video taken of damage in Mercer County near the Ohio-Indiana border. You can see that houses and structures were decimated. Yards are filled to capacity with debris and rubble, with some houses not even standing anymore. Officials say three people were hurt in this tornado. We're waiting to learn more information about another tornado that hit a mobile home community in nearby Logan County. The sheriff has confirmed people were killed. At this time, we don't know how many. Coming up in our next half hour, a look at the storm damage in Arkansas and Indiana from the same storm system.
Today, leaders in Wake County want your input on how to use money to address the opioid crisis. Over the next 18 years, Wake County is set to receive $65 million as part of the National Opioid Settlement. Today, the Wake County Board of Commissioners will hold an open house to determine the best areas to use that money. In 2022, 219 people died from overdoses in the county, and 103 of those deaths, nearly half, happened in Raleigh. According to data from the Raleigh Police Department, that was the most deadly year on record since they began tracking that data in 2015. Last year, 67 people died in Raleigh, and that is the lowest since 2019.
We've already gotten about $4.85 million, but we will be getting, Wake County will be getting about $65 million to be used over the next 18 years. So this is significant, and this is historic. And so we really want to use these funds wisely. And we think one of the best ways to do that is to plan with as many people as involved is how we want to use those funds moving forward.
That was Wake County Commissioner Cheryl Stallings. The open house is happening at the McKimmon Center on the NC State campus. It starts at 10 this morning.
A church in Raleigh is doing all it can to support a Haitian church dealing with surging gang violence. Hope Community Church in Raleigh has been partners with Eglise Agape in Haiti for more than a decade. They say their problems with gangs started 2 years ago when Haiti's president was assassinated. WREL spoke with Agape's pastor, Gene Alex, by phone from an undisclosed location in Haiti about the heartbreaking condition on the island.
Thing that I see happening right now, a thing that I never see in my whole life. But I've been through a lot, and hey, you are on your own. So whatever happened to you, it's you. No, I mean, you cannot say, hey, I mean, I will call and they will come help me. That will not happen.
Hope Community Church says the Haitian church's challenges with gang violence began 2 years ago. They provided Alex with an armored car, which protected him and his family during a shooting in their home months later.
Today, a new center for unaccompanied minors with no lawful immigration status will open in Greensboro. According to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the Greensboro Children's Center has 800 beds and will house children ages 13 to 17. The facility will also provide education, mental health, medical, and case management needs.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the W Area Live Center. Traffic alert in this very early morning hours at 4:30. I want to show you some video right now. W Area breaking news tracker on the scene. Sunnybrook Road, because of this U.S. Postal Service accident, it appears the USPS truck is in the median at some point. We're working to find out exactly how this happened and how the driver of that USPS truck lost control and ended up in the median. Sunnybrook Road, if you come back to the live center right now, Sunnybrook Road is closed between Halston Lane and Flagstaff, right there, not far from the Frankie Lemon School and Development Center. So be mindful, if Sunnybrook Road is part of your morning commute, know that Sunnybrook Road right now, because of that accident, is closed between Halston Lane and Falstaff Road. We'll keep you updated on this story here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thank you. Today, a decision is expected to be made about whether Fulton County DA Fannie Willis should be disqualified from former President Trump's election case there. She could be disqualified over a conflict of interest if the judge presiding over her case comes to that conclusion. This comes after she was romantically involved with the special prosecutor in Trump's case, Nathan Wade.
Many people are going into St. Patrick's Day weekend hoping for some luck. There are two big lottery jackpots on the line this weekend. It adds up to a combined total of nearly $1.4 billion, with a B, dollars. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and that money is approaching $800 million. Tomorrow night, the Powerball drawing will happen for a jackpot worth an estimated $600 million. You can watch both drawings live on WRAL right before our news at 11 p.m.
This morning, we're hearing from the parents of the college student who disappeared 1 week ago in Nashville, Tennessee.
It hurt to see no one help.
We have an update on the search efforts there as the investigation enters its seventh day.
And two North Carolina teams will be playing the ACC men's basketball tournament semifinals today. WREL's Casey Hintz will join us after the break with a look ahead.
And this is a live look at Fenton and Cary. We have a chance for some rain today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will time that out for us next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44. We're taking a look outside. It is warm out there. We had 83 yesterday. We're at 60 in Wilson, 63 in Durham, and 59 in Fayetteville. We'll likely have some high thin cloud cover this morning, but we're not likely to cloud up until closer to lunchtime. And we do have rain on the way. So do grab your umbrella as you're heading out the door. You may need that right after lunchtime. If you're going to be out, say, you know, around noon-ish, you may be okay. But right after lunchtime, we're going to need those umbrellas. We're going to see about a 20% chance at 1 o'clock and a better chance by mid-afternoon, but it's likely to be here well before the evening commute. As a matter of fact, once we get to the evening commute, it may begin to taper off into just a few isolated showers. We could see a rumble of thunder this afternoon. We'll walk you through the timeline and talk about the rest of the weekend, too, coming up.
All right, let's get you a live look right now in Colorado. Snow there continues to pile up during one of the biggest snowstorms to hit the Denver area. The city is under a winter storm warning for a few more hours, and several school districts have already canceled classes today. Some flights are canceled at the Denver International Airport. More than 100,000 homes and businesses are without power this morning.
Now to the urgent search for a college student who's been missing for nearly a week in Nashville, Tennessee. The search for a 22-year-old Riley Strain is intensifying. Yesterday, crews were seen using sonar equipment to search the Cumberland River, which is close to where Riley's phone pinged for the last time. The Mizzou student disappeared last Friday night after his family says he left by himself from a bar owned by country music star Luke Bryan. Surveillance video shows some of the last moments Riley was seen. One video appears to show him stumbling and even falling. His parents are sharing heartbreaking details about the last time they talked with him.
I think the last text was around 7:45, and I just said, I love you, and he said, I love you too.
Riley's family says he told his friends he would head back to their hotel, but when his friends got there, Riley wasn't there, and they couldn't reach him on a cell phone. Riley's family is now on a mission to bring him back home, with graduation weeks away. Investigators say right now they do not think anything criminal happened.
The Wolfpack caused a huge upset. NC State is in the semifinals of the ACC men's basketball tournament after beating Duke. It is the third win in 3 days for the Wolfpack. UNC is playing in tonight's semifinals after taking down Florida State on Thursday. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Washington, D.C. with a look ahead of today's games.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz inside Capital One Arena. While everyone was gearing up for that potential Battle of the Blues Part 3, NC State was quietly putting together its own plan, becoming the first double-digit seed to make it to the semifinals since 2010 by shocking Duke 74-69. So where has this Pac team been? DJ Burns said, I don't know where it's been, but it's here now, and it's not going anywhere.
We have no plans on stopping. We're about to see who wins this next game, scout them up, and get ready for them.
I think we have a lot of confidence right now. Obviously, we won a few games in a row. We struggled a little bit before coming into it, but now we're getting a lot of wins in a row. And just playing well out there, that's the biggest thing. We're feeling good, playing well. So we have a lot of confidence going into next game.
It's even more of a wake-up call because, you know, we could just have one more game left of the season now, and you got to really see the reality of it and see that every team is really fighting for their lives, and we have to want it more than any other team that we play against.
I mean, obviously, it's great to get an ACC championship, but we came for something bigger, and that's Phoenix. So.
And Jeremy Roach, the leader of this Blue Devils group, said they're going to get back to Durham and hold a players-only meeting. They've got a week before the NCAA tournament to get this all sorted out. Now, as for tonight, we've got a big pair of semifinal games. North Carolina is going to take on Pitt, and it will be State and Virginia in the late game. Now, just a little food for thought here. The last time State was a double digit and made it this far was in 2007. They played Carolina and lost in the final. Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Washington, D.C.
Casey, we'll have a live report from Washington, D.C. tonight as NC State and UNC look to book their ticket to the finals. WREL is home for college basketball coverage in March.
Getting your weather forecast before you start your day with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Elizabeth, you kind of said, you know, from what you guys were actually predicting the other day, this really kind of turned things up a bit.
It really did. And we were expecting a line of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And even though it looks, pretty intense back to the west, once it crosses the mountains, it's definitely going to lose a lot of that intensity. So we're not looking at anything like what's been happening back to the west. Matter of fact, we have yet to be under a level one risk for severe storms. So that hasn't changed. And that's definitely good news. We'll start off with some clear skies. This morning, we'll see increasing clouds as we get closer to lunchtime. At noon, the rain is back to our west, but once we get to 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we start to see this band moving through. Expect to see some rain around the middle of the afternoon and maybe a few rumbles of thunder too. We're looking at fairly widespread rain middle of the afternoon. There could still be a few isolated lingering showers around the evening commute and then a shower here or there during dinner time and on up until around midnight. And then when the cold front itself comes through, we may see some scattered showers in the morning. The models were hinting at that a day or two ago and are kind of back on track for that. So at 6 a.m., we're looking at some scattered showers. It all moves out between 8 and 9 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, we're seeing clearing skies. We should see partly cloudy skies for, late morning into the afternoon on Saturday. 40% chance for it today, 20% chance on Saturday. Just covers those few hours in the morning where we can continue to see a few showers. And then we're dry Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and something different happens, which I'll show you in just a few minutes. If you're headed out to the St. Patrick's Day Parade Saturday morning, tomorrow morning. It is Friday now, isn't it? Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. At that point, we'll be mostly cloudy, but the rain should be over. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s, and we're not looking at any rain for the rest of the day, so it should be a nice day on Saturday. Let's take a live look at what's happening outside right now. We hit 83 yesterday, first 80-degree day of the year, and we're still sitting at 63 right now, so it's warm as you're heading out the door. 59 in South Hill, 56 in Goldsboro, 59 Fayetteville, 62 in Southern Pines. So in the Triangle, we're warmer than anybody else, but we are looking at temperatures anywhere between 10 and look at that 22 degrees warmer in Roxburgh than we were this time yesterday. So warm up. We'll stay warm today. 82 in Raleigh, 81 in Durham, and 85 in Fayetteville. But then we have a big dive of cold air that just comes rushing in. We'll feel that starting Monday as well as Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we don't return to 80 degree temperatures anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure. No time in the near future will it be that warm. Our normal low is 40, Tuesday morning 34, Wednesday morning 34, and then Thursday 43. So we're going to be back down to near freezing several mornings. Now that should help to keep our pollen count down. It's medium for trees right now and low for grasses, mostly cottonwood and maple at this point. But 82 today, looking at 70 Saturday and Sunday. And then look at this. We may actually see temperatures bouncing up toward the end of next week with a high of 73 on Thursday. Coming up, we're going to take an hour by hour look at the weekend and when we'll see some showers.
A little detour with the temperatures, but then we'll rebound. Black Mirror is coming back to Netflix for a 7th season. Everything we know about the return of this popular sci-fi series next.